Good morning and welcome to MTSU on the Record. I'm Jenna Logue, and we're coming to you from the campus of Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and the studios of WMOT-FM. November the 17th through the 20th, Alan Barlow, who is an alum of the MTSU Speech and Theater Program, 1979 to 1983, will be performing an original adaptation of Charles Dickens' classic A Christmas Carol for a school group matinee on Monday morning and a public performance on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Alan is also scheduled to visit several classes as a guest workshop leader, and this is being funded in part by the Distinguished Lecture Fund here at MTSU. Alan Barlow has had a successful career as a stage actor and has also done some commercial work. And he is on the telephone with us right now from the Seattle, Washington area. Is that right, Alan?
That is exactly correct, Jenna. I'm in the heart of Seattle, actually.
Oh, great. What are you doing there? You have a theatrical gig in the area?
There is always, for anybody who scrounges a living as a professional actor, there's always got to be a half a dozen irons in the fire. It's a mix for me of live theater and commercial work, a fair amount of what in the business is called industrials, things like, training videos and things like that would never be seen by the public, outside of, the company that hires you to make them. Corporate entertainment, you have a good example of that is tomorrow night. We're putting together a satirical political cabaret for the Seattle Policemen's Guild annual awards dinner and dance. So we put together a few parody songs sort of poking good-natured fun at local politics and
kind of like the Capitol Steps in Washington D.C. or Second City in Chicago.
I'm associated with a group that does a fair amount of that kind of thing around here, and we do you do a little of this and a little of that, as they say, and it turns into a career.
Are you headquartered there, or is Hollywood your home base?
No. I am a Mossback. I have been living in the Pacific Northwest for 22 years. I'm originally from this area. People ask me, how did you wind up in Seattle? And the real question was, how did I wind up in Tennessee? I'm from the Pacific Northwest, but my father worked for the government. We were transferred around a lot, and when I was 14, we were transferred from here to Nashville, and we settled in Mount Juliet. I went to Mount Juliet High School, graduated from Mount Juliet High in 1978, and entered the theater program at MTSU in fall of 78, and was sort of on the 5-year plan. I had a work scholarship and also worked as a bartender in one of the restaurants downtown. So I took the last couple of years of school, I took a pretty light class load, as light as I could get it and still be considered a full-time student, because I was working two jobs as well as going to school. So I graduated in 83, as you said.
What did you learn at MTSU that has helped you in your career as a working actor?
I will tell you when I first started at MTSU, the grand old lady of the theater department there, the woman for whom the theater is named, Dorothy Tucker, was still teaching at the time, and acting, various schools of acting can get very, very cerebral and very, you wind up raping yourself emotionally on behalf, for the sake of some acting teacher who believes that's the only way you can get at the truth. And Mrs. Tucker,